we're going to be talking about specific passages of scripture from Proverbs that talk about words. And have you ever heard the expression, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words can never hurt me, right? You've heard that? That may be the most ridiculous expression I've ever heard in my entire life. Well, not really, but one of the worst. It is quite ludicrous to make that statement. And you know what's even more crazy? Is a lot of us parents maybe train our kids and is going, sticks and stones won't break your bone, will break your bones, but names won't ever hurt you. I'm going to say this. Sticks and stones will maybe cause a bruise, maybe a broken bone, but words can kill us. They can ruin our souls. They can ruin us. Words can either edify, they can build you up, or they can tear you down. Every single one of us sitting in here today has had words spoken to us. Either they've been beneficial or they've caused havoc in our life. They've either brought life or they brought death. And the words that are spoken to us have huge power and they have large implications in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, there's so many of us this morning that have had hurtful words spoken to us from a young age to this day. And Lord, I ask God that you will enable us to be open to what we're going to speak about today. And Father, allow the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, to be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Say, words are powerful. Ready? Words are powerful. One more time. That was kind of weak. Ready? Words are powerful. Words are powerful. They are powerful. And check out what this passage says about words. The tongue has the power of life and death. Have you ever thought about that? The tongue has the power of life and death. There are people that will speak to us and it will be powerful and breathe life into us. There are other people that will speak to us and their words will really breathe death into us. And can people have that power over us? A lot of times people have power over us because we allow them to have power over us. Would you agree with that? But the tough thing is people, when they use words, they can slice and dice us. And it can lead to having power over us. But we have to remember our definition of toxic. Toxic is anything containing poisonous material capable of causing sickness or even death. So this is our working definition of toxic. And it's an important definition to have because as we try to discern what is toxic, what's not toxic, these things that are toxic can be poisonous to our souls and can hinder us from everything that God has for us. This is other verse in Proverbs 12:18. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Reckless words can pierce like a sword. Some of us have been pierced from the words spoken to us. But all of us can remember a time when someone spoke to us and it brought healing to us. It brought maybe some restoration. Can you imagine words can do this? They can, right? The words we speak can actually help people profoundly in their lives or hinder people profoundly in their lives. What does it do? What do words do? They can bring healing. Healing. It doesn't say they can just help you out a little bit. They can actually bring healing. Have you ever had someone speak to you and say, "You are incredible. You're amazing. You are such a special person." Have you ever had anybody really speak to you like that? What does it do for you? It encourages you, it builds you up, it makes you go, am I? And a lot of us go, no, I'm not. I know a lot of people when you say, you really look nice today, they'll go, no, I don't. I never look nice. Or how about, man, your hair looks really nice today. And they'll say, it never looks nice. Or how about this? Somebody says, do you really mean to have your hair that way? And yeah. And instead of going, oops, or whatever, you say, no, but really you did. And it really, really hurt. And you've carried that around for 15 years. And then you finally saw that person again. You just go, I can't believe what you said to me 15 years ago. I've never gotten over that. My hair, you remember that day? And the person's going, what? What are you talking about? And words have huge effect on us. There's life-giving words, words that encourage and create. I believe in you. You are amazing. You know, God brought you into my life to help me and to empower me. And thank you for who you are. And then there's words like, how about this? I'm leaving you. You're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. You're stupid. I found someone else. I'm moving on. What about? You're my dream wife. You're my dream husband. I can't tell you how much I love you. I'm massively proud of you. How many guys like to hear a lady in their life say, I'm massively proud of you? Right? That's like, woo! It has huge effect. But words can pierce. But man, can they be powerful. Life-giving words. I try to do this with my kids, and I have little sayings and expressions I have with them. And I recently had Kelsey and Troy, they were sitting there and we were talking one day, and they came up to me and they go, Kelsey started and she said, Daddy, you're always saying I love you. And I said, yep. And Troy said, yeah, and you always say good job. And I said, good. And I said, do you want me to stop? They said, no, we were just making an observation. We were just letting you know. And it's good when your kids notice that stuff. But it's bad when your kids notice, hey, you know, you haven't been very nice lately. Or you've been doing this or that. Right? Have you ever had somebody speak to you like that? Say, your words have not been very kind to me lately. The way you speak to me is degrading, or the way that you approach me and talk to me really hurts. Has that ever happened to you? And maybe the people haven't been strong enough to say it, but I'm sure one time or another in your life, someone wanted to say that. Because you know what? We're humans, and a lot of times we get upset and angry, and we say things we shouldn't say, and we hurt people we don't want to hurt. And we do things that we wish we didn't do. In Proverbs chapter 4, there's these incredible words of encouragement to Solomon's son. And it's a dad writing to his son and sharing how powerful, how important these words are and how powerful they can be. And he says in here, he says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. And then he gives him the most important thing. He gives him this advice. Above all else. And look what it says in 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. We need to guard our hearts against toxic words. We have got to guard our hearts against toxic words. There are these toxic words that can bring life or that can bring death. And the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. You heard that? The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. The words that bring healing bring life. But look at this. But a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. It doesn't just, I can blow that one off. It crushes the spirit. Our words have power. Guard our hearts against toxic words. We have got to guard our hearts against toxic words. Above all else, guard your hearts, for it is the wellspring of life. Did you know your heart is the wellspring of life? Have you ever thought about that? That your heart is the wellspring of life. And what's in your heart overflows. It's not just, it's in my heart. It'll stay there. It'll stay in my heart and in my own self. It overflows. It's the wellspring. It doesn't stay down. Do you know anything about natural springs? They keep flowing. They keep flowing. They keep flowing. And we used to live down in Florida, and they had these natural springs. And you could actually drink the water right from your hand right there. They just keep, the water keeps flowing out. And these springs, you can see like 100 feet down, crystal clear waters. And I remember we took a glass bottom boat out when we went to this park, and we saw all the fish and all the turtles and everything swimming 100 feet down. And it was unbelievable. But you could see the springs actually pumping water into the water that was already there. And you saw the flow of the springs. And it wasn't rushing out really slow. It was coming out quickly and just pushing its way through the rocks and up through the ground and pushing into the springs. Our words push up and push out through our mouths and out into other people. And it's a wellspring. It's the wellspring. The wellspring of life. And if it's the wellspring of life, sadly, it can also bring death, right? Anyone sad right now? You are not who others say you are. You are who God says you are. Did you hear that? You are not who others say you are. You are who God says you are. And God says you're amazing, you're incredible, you're lovely, you're beautiful. You matter. You're profound. You have profound meaning in this life. You have a purpose. He has a plan for you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And I wonder why we listen to the words that people speak rather than how God speaks to us and what God actually thinks of us. You are not who others say you are. You're who God says you are. You're not what others say about you. You're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. You're empowered by a God who loves you and cares for you. There's a second thing. And it's this. How about this? Speak life-giving words, not just to others, but also to yourself. Speak life-giving words every chance you get. Look, guard our hearts against toxic words. Speak life-giving words. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt it, in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done. You have mountains in your lives. You have troubles. You have struggles. You have difficulties. You have tragedy. But if you believe that those mountains, you can look at those mountains and you can say, mountain, I have faith that God can overcome this. And I believe that this mountain is not a mountain anymore because I have the power to move the mountain. And I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel. I'm talking about that God can empower us to do exceedingly more than we can ever hope for or imagine. And a lot of times we limit God without even knowing it. When you look at mountains from now on, when you see those mountains right ahead of you, look at those mountains and say, with faith I can overcome, and God has allowed me to be an overcomer, and the struggles that I face in this life and that mountain, God can allow me to just walk right over it and move forward in my life. And I'm not going to allow the mountains, the valleys, the peaks, whatever they are, I'm not going to allow anything to stand against me and God, because God is with me. God is with me. God is with you. We need to say that God is with us and that the plan, the purpose that he has for us is profound. I left something out, but it's all right. You like that? But we need to speak life-giving words to others every chance we get. Every single chance we get, we need to speak those life-giving words. And there's this passage. It talks about life-giving words and what it does. And it, what it tells us to do. Listen carefully to what Ephesians says. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do you hear that? Man, if we just adopted that one verse in our lives and actually memorized that one verse, try to memorize that, Ephesians. And I'm going to have cards for you. I have them in my office, but I usually hand them out on Wednesday evenings. And do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Are all the words that we speak beneficial to those who listen? Do they have impact on the people in our lives? Yes, they have impact, but are they for the better? Are they for the good? So we need to speak life-giving words, not just to others, but also to ourselves. How do we speak to ourselves? What do we say to ourselves? A lot of times, we're the ones that are holding ourselves hostage to the lies. We're lying to ourselves. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and you believe it, what is going to happen? Believe what he says. It, what does it say? It will what? No, I don't think you believe that. It? It'll be done. It'll be done. It'll be done. It'll be done. What do you have in your life? What's the mountain in your life? What's the struggle? What's the difficulty? What's the pain? Words. The tongue has the power of life and death. Some of you, you are not doing what you've been called to do because you're believing the words that are not true. Did you hear that? Some of us standing and sitting here are believing the words that are not true. So we're not doing what God wants us to do with our lives, what we're supposed to be doing. Can we kind of come together today and say, hey, I'm not going to believe the lies. I'm not going to be manipulated by somebody else or my own personal self who keeps hindering me from what God has. I'm going to believe what God, who God is, and what he says, and what he says I'm actually capable of doing, which is exceedingly more than I can imagine. Do you know you are an overcomer? Do you know whatever you face in this life you will have troubles. But God has overcome the troubles, the struggles, the pains, the anguish, the hurts, all that stuff. God has overcome it. And as we move forward in our lives, as we try to figure out, you know, all right, God, so I'm going to try not to say words that hurt people or hinder people. I'm going to try to use words that build people up. I want to also say this. If you have some words that you think will be encouraging and inspiring to somebody, don't hold on to them. Speak them. Speak those words. Let that love and profound word be embedded in someone's soul. No matter what anybody's ever said to you, no matter what lie someone said to you, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're not all that I hoped you'd be. Don't let that lie. Don't let that lie make your life decisions for you. Discover the hope and the joy and the power that God has for you. Because it's so much greater than anything we could ever hope for or imagine. You may be sitting here this morning trying to figure out what the next stage of your life is going to look like because of difficult things that have come into your life and very difficult decisions that you may have to make. That's why we're a community of faith, a church, the ecclesia. It means community. We gather together and love each other and care for each other. It's kind of like a family. Somewhat dysfunctional family, but healthy at the same time because we're pursuing God. So you may need a hug from somebody today. There's people all around here that will help you out and give you a hug and care for you and say, hey, how can I pray with you? What are we going to pray for today? May we live as a community of faith that truly is there for one another. And let's empower each other with words that inspire and encourage and edify. Amen? Amen.
God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. I want to see the brightness of God. I want to look at Jesus. Clear sun of righteousness, shine on my path and show me the way to the Father. In Him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I want to be with Jesus. When we have run with patience the race, we shall know the joy of Jesus. In Him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus.
I want to read something from Ephesians. And it comes from Ephesians chapter 3. And it's a powerful prayer. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. May we realize that we are filled to overflow with the fullness of God. That our lives aren't just mediocre, but we have the fullness of God within us. Do you hear that? You have the fullness of God in you. God will and does and is empowering each of us with His fullness. May we overflow and flow into this life with His power. In the name of Jesus, amen.